morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Once again, good to have you here.
Yep, it's good to be here, and we have a great show for you this morning. We're going to have Bank First National is represented this morning, and so is ANSE Insurance. And Joan Wolt is representing Bank First National, a sponsor of Biz Talk, and we really thank them for that sponsorship. And her guest is Mr. Glenn Vanderloop from ANSE. So if you have some questions about insurance or you'd like to learn something about business insurance, please stay tuned. We'll be getting to Glenn and to Joan in just a few minutes. But as we usually do on these mornings, we tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. We have about 52 volunteer mentors now. We're growing. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. Our headquarters is in the Fox Cities Chamber building, and you can learn about our SCORE chapter at foxcities.score.org. And if you're in business or if you're looking to start a business and you'd like to get some free mentoring advice, some guidance from folks who've been there and done that, go to foxcities.score.org, fill out the application for mentoring, hit the send button, and probably within 2 to 3 days, a mentor will be contacting you to schedule a first meeting. And it's really not just one meeting, scores for the life of your business. So as you go forward, take advantage of those free, confidential resources from the SCORE mentors and the Fox City SCORE chapter at foxcities.score.org. In addition to doing the mentoring, we also have a number of seminars we do throughout the year. Randy, tell us what's going on. We've got another one coming up in March, I think.
Right. We're going to have a program in March down in Fond du Lac. It's going to be on social media and how to use it to better promote your business. It's called the Art of Being Social. And it's going to be held at the Moraine Park Technical College down in Fond du Lac. It's going to be on March 4th. That's a Wednesday night. Runs from 6 until 9. Registration around 5:30. We'd ask you again to go out and register online with that at the foxcities.score.org website under local workshops. And it is $25, but a 2-hour program by Jyothi Netangadi, who's one of our experts in social media.
She's a national expert on social media.
Yes.
She's doing mentoring all around the country.
Right.
That's what she does in her business.
Right. So she can show you how to get started in social media and then how to use it for your business.
Yep.
The other program we have going right now, Tony, you're involved in this one, coming up on Wednesday night, is the last session for the Simple Steps program this time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5-step program. This is number 5, and it's one that everybody is interested in. It's called Where Do I Get the Funding? So we'll be talking about traditional forms of financing your business as well as non-traditional, including things like crowdfunding, that type of thing. So if you're looking to find out how to work with the banker, how to what you need to be able to get the funding that you're looking for, this is an excellent program. It's going to be this Wednesday, the 11th of February. It's going to be at the Chamber office downtown Appleton, and it is from 6 until 9. Again, registration around 5:30, and we would ask go out to the website, foxcities.score.org. Register, sign up for it. Again, that one is $25 per person, but well worth the time and effort to learn what you need to do. Especially, we'll be talking about what you do with the banker anyway, so
right.
A couple of the ideas that you need to know.
Right. And we also talk about, like, the revolving loan fund. The Outagamie County has two of those, and different Kaukauna has a fund, and there are different funds around the valley. So there are different areas where folks can get funding for their businesses, and we try to illustrate the balance between how much equity you need in a project and how much you can borrow and go through those things. So thanks, Randy. I'd like to just mention that coming up on February 12th, Epiphany Law, one of our sponsors for BizTalk, is holding a session at Cambria Suites. And the topic of this one is leasing or acquiring your office real estate. They have a program called the Morning Business 60, and you're invited to attend that. It's going to be held at the Cambria Suites at 7:30 till 8:30 on February 12th, this coming Thursday morning. It's free. And if you'd like to learn about the differences between leasing a building or acquiring a building and some of the strategies involved with that, please attend. You can learn more by visiting epiphanylaw.com. epiphanylaw.com, or you can contact Amanda. This is a great number. It's 920-996-0000. It's an easy one to remember. And Kevin does a great job at Epiphany Law, so check that out. All right, we're going to take a quick break right now, but first I want to mention our sponsors for the program. Then we'll take a break, and then we'll meet our guest this morning. I want to thank our sponsors who help us bring the program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, who are probably very busy right now with taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Epiphany Law, and we have Bank First National as a sponsor, and Joan is here this morning. We're very happy to have her here. We'll learn more about Bank First National coming to the Appleton area. We also want to thank eBiz Results, located in Oshkosh. If you'd like to listen to previously recorded programs, you can do that at biztalkwithscore.com. And eBiz Results basically built that website for us, and they maintain it. And they support Score in that way, so we acknowledge their support. And we also want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News, because they promote our program in their biweekly periodical called the Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to the Business News for $20 a year, you really should be, because it does contain a lot of helpful information about what's going on in the business environment that can help your business succeed. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to meet Joan and Glenn, and you're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're here this morning with a great program for you. If you're interested in knowing about insurance this morning, business insurance, and possibly some personal things too, but we're going to try to focus on business. Ansay & Associates is here this morning. Mr. Glenn Vanderloop is a senior VP of the commercial lines area. And with us also is Joan Wolt, who's the regional president for Bank First National. Good morning, Joan, and good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
Joan, tell us a little bit about the bank and your background and what sort of services, and if you have a date when you're going to open your office in Appleton.
Oh, sure. So Bank First National is a relationship-based community bank. We provide loans, deposits, you know, full banking services to family-owned businesses and individuals. And we've been here in the market since 2011. We actually opened in Oshkosh.
Yep.
And we are working on plans right now to open in Appleton. Well, it's actually Grand Chute. Mm-hmm. And it's the former Paradise Club
right next
location.
To IHOP.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's a safer way to say that.
You think? So, yeah, we will actually start. You'll see some activity there this spring, and we're hoping to get that branch up probably early 2016. That'll be
open. Great.
Super. But we are in the market. We actually visit our customers here. We have a lot of customers already in this Appleton area.
And Bill Bradley is one of your representatives here?
Bill Bradley came on with the bank about a year ago, and he's been doing a great job. He's been calling on businesses and business owners and bringing business to the bank, even without a location.
And how do folks get a hold of Bill Bradley or you? What is the phone number or website they could reach? reach you at?
Well, we can be reached in Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. They can find us anywhere. We have our cell phone numbers actually on the sign at the Paradise Club location. And so you can try us at 237-5126 in Oshkosh.
237-5126. And do you have a website? Does the bank have a website? They go learn about your products and services.
We do. It's bankfirstnational.com.
Super. Thanks, Joan. Mm-hmm. Now, you brought Glenn in this morning because you have a relationship, a good business relationship with ANSAE and Associates.
Yeah, so the bank actually owns a portion of ANSAE and Associates, mm-hmm. and we work with Glenn with our business customers and on the personal side, too. Glenn, primarily, if I have a customer that's, you know, putting up a new building, expanding, and they're wondering about their insurance, I will call Glenn and bring him in to meet with them as well and give them some ideas.
Tell us about ANSAE, Glenn, a little of your background.
Sure. Well, my background, I started quite a few years ago, over 30 years ago, in insurance. The first 7 years of my career, I was a claims adjuster, so that introduced me to the lines of coverages and some of the issues that come up with respects to business insurance, and helped me later as I got into sales to understand and meet the needs of some of my business clients. After claims, got into sales, sold on the east coast of the country, and they were larger retrospective type programs, mainly $1 million type policies and above. And thereafter, went with Aon Risk Services in Green Bay, and today work for ANSAE Insurance Services through acquisition. So I've been here a number of years.
With your background then, as far as the size customer that you work with today, how large, how small, what type of businesses do you work with?
They range in size. Employee count might be from 10 employees anywhere up to 250.
Okay.
In terms of the types of businesses, it can be a lot of manufacturing, contracting, but even nonprofit organizations, they all have the need for insurance. So.
Absolutely. Okay.
And what sort of insurance programs would you say are the most common for business owners? I mean, business owners need insurance, and there's different businesses out there, different styles of businesses, but what's the most common? And then you go off of those common things.
Sure.
Like liability insurance.
Right. We refer to package coverage, and that includes the liability, the business auto, the property, and that can be the real property, such as buildings, as well as the personal property contents and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we have a package to address those needs. Along with that, you'd want to look at auto insurance and umbrella on top of that if there's a necessity for it. And then workers' compensation, which, of course, is mandatory to carry on employees in this state.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the sort of coverages that people are looking at, how do they go about determining what coverage they need? I mean, you must sit down with them and do an assessment. They call up and are you doing an annual review? Do you do annual reviews with your clients too, or every 2 years?
Yeah, initially I would sit down with the individual and I have some questions that I would want to ask them. You want to understand certain things about mm-hmm. currently what they're doing, where they want to go. You want to understand the assets of the company because that'll help you in setting up the package to provide the protection that's needed. But once I understand that information and I put a program together, I like to follow up with them typically 5 months before renewal so that we go through all the coverages, understand why we have what we have, determine if there's any changes, get a sense of direction that the individual wants to go in their business, because sometimes what starts out as a base program, the business grows, the needs change. Oh, so yeah. You need to determine that and address that along the way.
Glenn, how do folks reach you? Do you have a phone number and a website, folks, if they want to reach you next week and ask, follow up with anything?
Yes, they can go to the ANSAE website, www.ansae.com, and ANSAE is A-N-S-A-Y. They can reach me by phone at 920-722-7531. And I also have a biography on LinkedIn as well.
Good. And you have offices in the area. You don't have an office in Appleton, but I think you have one in Little Chute.
Well, that's a really good question, and it's timely.
They're doing some changes, too.
Yeah, we are. We have offices in Madison, Port Washington, just north of Milwaukee, Green Bay, Wausau, Mosinee. We have the office in West Bend as well, and we have the office here that's currently in Neenah. We're located off of Bell Street, but we will be moving in April off of College Avenue along 41, closer to our partners at the Bank First. Yeah. So that'll be
Okay, well, that's good to know, because I looked at your material off the website and I saw a little shoot in there, and but it's really Nina right now?
It is Nina now. We merged that little shoot operation into our Nina, and in April we'll be moving to Appleton, closer to Bank First.
And ANSAI offers full line of insurance, business, personal?
Right. We offer health. And associated with that, we have Pop Springs benefits for our health for business and individuals, as well as property casualty that we discussed a little bit about for business insurance, personal lines, life insurance, which is important both personally and to businesses. Mm-hmm. And so basically, we are a full-service, full-line commercial and personal insurance agency.
One more thing. You have HR Connect. Tell us real quickly what HR Connect is.
Right. Well, we offer our clients, and it's especially important to those businesses that are smaller and don't have an HR department, but we offer our clients a program where they can contact through HR Connect, speak to their attorneys, and have questions answered with respects to employment matters, issues they might face, contracts they might be getting into. It's very helpful. We found it to be a nice augment to the services that we offer our clients.
That's a great resource to have for employment issues.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It'll be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We have a great show for you. Glenn Vanderloop is here from ANSAI Insurance, ANSAI and Associates Insurance and Benefit Solutions. Glenn is the Senior VP of Commercial Lines, and our other guest this morning is Joan Wolt. Joan is the Regional President for Bank First National, a sponsor of Biz Talk. We're glad to have you guys here. The phone number, if you'd like to call in with a question, if you want to ask Glenn a question about insurance, you can reach us at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Glenn, let's start it off by asking kind of a general question. What should a business owner expect from buying insurance? What are they looking for? What are some of the coverages they need?
Well, some of the coverages they're going to need are what we mentioned earlier, that standard packages I referred to it, liability, auto, umbrella, and then as well workers' compensation if they have employees.
Mm-hmm. And how do they go about doing that, making sure they've got the right coverages? That's where you would come in, the agent. You sit down, you do the assessment like you said earlier.
Yes, you do the assessment based on information they provide about, again, where they're going with their business, what it is they want to do, what it is they're producing, understanding their client base. But along with that, I think the most important thing the agent will do for that individual at that time is to say to the business owner, what is it that you feel you need? I will make you aware of the coverages that are out there, and then they determine whether or not they feel it's worthwhile for their business to invest in that coverage.
Okay, Glenn, you're an independent agency, right? So you
yes.
can, because I know when we talk to people trying to decide who to go to for help, going to an independent agency, what is the big, is there a big benefit to the business person to be dealing with an independent agent?
I think the biggest advantage is we represent several different markets. We are not an employee of the insurance company. We are our own agency. We represent well over 30 markets, so I can tailor the needs to the carrier mm-hmm. that may have the specialty program.
Yeah, because not all carriers offer insurance to the same types of businesses, correct?
Exactly.
So if you're in a specialty, you have to find the right carrier to be able to cover you.
That's right, Randy.
Okay. And that's where you, as an independent, have the edge. You're able to...
Right. And once you determine that baseline information, you have an understanding, then you can match that placement, so to speak, with the carrier, the appropriate carrier.
Joan, in terms of the banking relationship, when business owners come and they want to borrow their money and fund their business activities, whatever it is, it's important that the lender know that there's insurance in place.
Yes.
In case something happens to the assets, you get paid and the owner would be compensated.
Exactly.
Too. So when you're looking at that insurance, what are you looking for? Are you looking for to be named on the policy? And does that work with, does Glenn work with you on that process?
Yes. Typically, we do want to be named on that policy,
yep.
and we're lender loss payee. And it's very specific how we need to be named on there. So mm-hmm. we do work with the insurance companies and with Glenn to make sure that the bank is named correctly and that that we have the right insurance in place.
Great. And it supports the debt structure that you have in place. There might be life insurance in addition to that?
There could be life insurance. Sometimes it really makes sense to have some key man life insurance on the person that's managing it, because if they're gone, there's going to be a time when you need to bring somebody else in maybe to run it, and you're going to need some liquidity to do that.
And you also mentioned in the pre-show about disability insurance.
Yes, actually, we have, you know, a few companies where if something did happen to the owner, it's and they're a very vital part of that business. If they get in an accident or something, that disability can kick in and really help during that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Glenn, we work a lot, of course, with startups, people who are just, basically have a good idea and are working real hard to get it. When would you recommend a person who's starting a business to come and see you?
I think it's a good idea to talk 2 to 3 months in advance.
Okay.
I really do. It gives an opportunity for me to let them know what the expectations are, what's going to be needed, and what are the questions and issues the insurance company is going to have with insuring a new startup business.
Right, right. Okay. And there's a lot of questions that come up as far as that's concerned.
There are. Most companies like to see a business that's in operation 3 to 4 years, so there's a
right.
little bit of a track record. So when that's not there and that's not available, there's just more hoops to jump through, more information that's needed to secure that insurance.
Okay. So having a good business plan in your hand when you walk in is a good idea?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
We work on business plans at SCORE.
We need them, too.
Yeah. To your point, though, about having 3 or 4 years of history, if someone is starting a business and they're new, they still need the insurance. Will they pay a higher premium until the insurance company is able to assess how they perform? Does the insurance company perceive a higher risk in the beginning years?
Yeah, that's a good question, Tony. I would answer that by saying no, not necessarily.
Okay.
If we have good information up front,
okay.
and that's why you want a couple of months to be able to put things together,
yep.
Then I think we can present it in a way that the insurance company is comfortable, and the rate should stay the same as they would for most businesses typically looking.
I imagine you look at things like NAICS numbers, North American Industrial Classification System, like a lender will look at, and you'll see that trends or experiences of businesses in that industry and apply that to this new startup company, and they can benefit from that.
That, as well as the experience of that individual business person getting into what it is they're doing.
Yes.
That's very important.
One of the policy types that you mentioned was the umbrella. Could you kind of explain a little bit how that works, why people should look at something like that, and you know what the importance of having a good umbrella policy is all about?
Sure. One big item that the umbrella will address is protecting the assets of the company. Where I see those businesses that are doing well, they're very profitable, we want to make sure that we have an umbrella that's going to protect those assets, because if the wrong thing happens, that's what's going to be targeted mm-hmm. by any attorney mm-hmm. out there. So I think that's important. Look at your auto fleet.
Mm-hmm.
Auto is going to be one of the biggest exposures you have out there, especially mm-hmm. if you have trucks in the business and are on the road. That can happen. and obviously any day at any time. So mm-hmm. that's the biggest exposure. So where I see more autos and a larger fleet, I'm concerned about the limit we might want to have there. And then the product that the business is producing. There's a difference between, you know, growing flowers and providing children with toys. So you want to look at what is the exposure, what do we have? And so the advantage to the umbrella, really, to answer that question as well, Randy, is it's a broad form liability. Okay. So it rides over our liability, our auto, our business products that we produce. So a real advantage there to have it done and have it done right.
Okay. And what about personally? Now, you know, we're talking about the business on one side, and supposedly you're protected through either an LLC or as an INC or whatever you are. What about the individual himself? Should he also think that way?
I would recommend that an individual should have an umbrella as well. I would even recommend going with some lower limits on the auto and then adding to your umbrella, because it'll also ride over protecting your home, your property, any liabilities that can come from that. And if you have drivers in the family, youthful drivers, all the more reason to have that umbrella. Very important.
Yeah, definitely. And they're not very expensive either.
No, they're not. I think they're a great bargain. And I think if you structure the program right, go with lower limits, increase that umbrella if you have to, boy, that's a good way to go. If you have youthful drivers, the first question an attorney will ask if the wrong thing happens is, do you have one?
Okay. Let's give out the number again. It's 281-1150 in Appleton. If you have a question for Glenn or for Joan, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Glenn, share with us some of the common mistakes business owners make with their insurance.
One of the areas I would first touch on is whether or not that individual owner opts to include himself under workers' compensation. Typically, I see where they may not, and I'll ask them why, and they'll say, well, I have a disability program, I have health insurance, I really don't need it. I look at what it is they do for the business, how they're going to be classified, and then I work up the premium for them and explain to them that the benefits of workers' compensation are second to none. You can't buy a disability program, you can't buy a health program as good as the benefits that comp will deliver. You're providing it to your employees. Think twice before you just say no to that coverage on yourself.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to that type of coverage, you said the different classifications and so on. Again, needing a good agent that understands the various classifications, because if you're a carpenter, is one thing. If you're a roofer, that's quite a different classification.
Yeah, you're right, Randy. And, you know, having said that, that's why you really want to look at what is the cost going to be. And in some cases, those business owners don't know that and make a determination not to be covered.
Okay.
We have a caller on the line, Glenn. Let's see who it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
You have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do.
Fire
away. With all the data breach that's going on now, is there insurance coverage for that?
Yes, there is. There's insurance coverage for business. Many personal lines carriers also can include some coverage for that aspect if there's a concern there. But with respects to business, there is data breach coverage, which is the responsibility of the business to make sure they're securing that private information. If there's a lapse or a breach, there is a product that can cover that from an insurance standpoint. But there's also a second aspect to it, and it's referred to as computer fraud. And that's somebody getting into your system, and once they get in there, they may manipulate the banking and so forth and actually steal from the organization. So you want to protect that sensitive information, but then you also want to protect your organization financially as well.
That's a great question. It's very timely.
It is very
there's
timely.
A lot of stuff going on today with breaking into different systems. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in this morning. Thank you. What other cyber protections are available? I mean, it's all over the place right now. It's just rampant.
Well, it's interesting. In fact, I was involved in a conversation just yesterday with a client of mine who was concerned about their employees providing personal and licensing information that they felt could be stolen and mm-hmm. might compromise the security of that individual. And they mm-hmm. said, how do we address that? So we did some research. I started yesterday, found out some products that we have and some endorsements we can include to their current cyber policy that will even protect that aspect. Okay. So, you know, that's where discussion with your client really pays off, understanding your business, getting to know leads to those.
And I would imagine
recovery.
I would imagine that you are receiving updates and information about what's new and what's changing on this type of coverage, because of course the liability keeps changing every 15 seconds.
So. Yeah, thank you. That's another great question, because it goes back to what I mentioned. The agent has to make his client aware of what's out there, and now the client makes a determination of whether or not they need the coverage.
Yep.
And you know what? That's my job to bring to the table to them, to let them know what's out there. It's not a situation where you say you have to have this coverage, you don't need the coverage, but they can't make a determination if I don't let them know. Mm-hmm. And it's my job as the insurance to let them know what's going on at the forefront of coverage out there.
Well, and there's things on the banking side, too, that you can do with your accounts to help prevent something from happening, because it's really a shame once it happens. It takes a lot of time out of the business owner and the people that work there to get something fixed after it happens. So if you can check with your bank on the products and services they have that can help prevent the fraud, that would be really a really wise thing to do.
Glenn, you mentioned that you proposed the things that the business owner should consider, but it's up to them to decide if they have it or not. If they decide not to take a specific suggestion you make, do you have them sign off that they rejected it?
I usually do, and I say usually. In some cases, we may have the discussion, and I'll say, let's bring it up again as the renewal comes up in a few months, and let's reexamine and take another look at it. And those conversations are ongoing. It's a business relationship with your client, so in some cases, yes, we do have sign-offs. In some cases, I might say, we're going to revisit it shortly, and let's take it up again, because it might be important enough to do that.
Okay, another product of that you people have and supply for the small business person is in the area of insurance certificates. Anybody who's in business, they're dealing with somebody, they'll ask for a certificate of insurance. Could you kind of go into a little bit of what that is, how it's provided, and what people should be aware of when they're talking about those?
Sure, and we could do an entire program on that alone, but yeah, it's all right. Certificates are very important. If you're hiring subcontractors to do business for you, the current policies as they're written state, if they don't carry insurance, you insure them, which means you may take a loss that's a result of a subcontractor you hired, and now they're like your own employee. So to get around that, we want to ask for a certificate evidencing that they have coverage for workers' compensation, for auto, and so forth, depending on the needs and what we hired that individual for. In saying that, in many cases, what I see, Randy, is I see individuals will say, oh, yeah, I get all my certificates. Here's my portfolio, my folder. They're full. And they don't have the appropriate waivers.
Correct.
And it's not done correctly. And it's so important to do it right. I have a form letter that I'll explain to my clients. I ask them to use on their letterhead when requesting a certificate to make sure we're getting the proper waivers. And I can tell you that if it's not done right, you're going to have an issue with your insurance company, too, because their expectation is you're getting certificates, and that's all they'll tell you. They don't tell you how to do it right.
And sometimes even the certificate may be out of date, doesn't name the proper parties involved and so on. So there's a lot of things to check, make sure it's on there, and you provide that service.
We do. In fact, I ask my clients and I explain to them, not only do I want to coach them in what needs to be done to have it done right, but I will tell them, email me a copy of any certificate you have a question if it looks confusing to you. So I start my day out. First thing I do is I go on the computer, I bring up those emails, and I'm responding to certificates they're sending me, asking me, is it right? Is the wording correct? And I'll go a little step further than that and say, send me the contracts you enter into, those insurance sections, so I can take a look at them and make sure, number one, do we meet the requirements, and number two, do we want to meet the requirements?
Okay. All right. So be very aware of what you're dealing with.
Yes.
Always. Okay.
We're going to take our last quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue the program. We'll hear more from Glenn and Joan, and we'll give out the phone numbers again. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
As a business owner, you're not afraid to get your hands dirty, to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your success is built by the sweat of your brow. And if small business is the backbone of America, isn't it about time someone had your back? At Fox Communities Credit Union, we believe our community's business owners deserve more than just a line of credit and a low rate. You deserve a business lender who listens and financial services that support your dream. That's why at Fox, you'll find a full line of business services, from great rates on business loans to affordable savings, checking and merchant accounts to direct deposit and automatic payments. We're committed to supporting our community's businesses for the long haul. Because at Fox, we believe you deserve a financial partner who's got your back. Fox Communities Credit Union. Talk to us. We're listening. Fox Communities Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. To learn how Fox can serve you and your business, stop in or visit foxcu.org today.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to Biz Talk. We're going into our final segment with Joan Wolt from Bank First National and Glenn Vanderloop. Glenn is a senior VP of commercial lines for Hansay and Associates. Joan, Randy, you had a question for Joan on the bank.
Right. When we first started talking, you mentioned the fact that your bank is a relationship bank. Could you explain that?
Sure. So, you know, when we work with somebody, they'll come to us, or we call on them and we meet with them and we look at their business. But we not only look at their business, we look at them personally. Mm-hmm. What are their goals? Where do they want to go? Do they have kids coming in? We want to be there for the long term. So we look at, you know, when we work with someone, it's about that relationship. Sure. And what it means to them and where they're going. So
it's not just the transaction.
It's not the transaction. It's not the loan that they need, a loan for a piece of equipment or to buy a duplex or something. It's about what are they doing with their life and where do they want to go, and if they have children, if they're succession planning, you know, we want to be a part of that and help them with their goals.
To get that process started, how do we get in contact with you?
So you can call us locally in Oshkosh at 920-237-5126. You can also go on our website at bankfirstnational.com. We also have, 12 locations. We have locations in Green Bay down to Sheboygan and Plymouth. So you can contact us that way.
Wonderful.
Good. And Bill Bradley is the local contact name?
Yes, Bill will be, he heavily works this market. He lives here. He's been here for a long time,
so
a lot of people know him.
He's a good guy. He's a relationship guy.
He is.
Glenn, I'd like to ask you on the insurance side, we talked in the pre-show a little bit about when someone sells a business, they can purchase insurance to protect them from any liability claims that might follow the sale?
Yes, they can. It's called discontinued products. So I often get business owners who tell me that, hey, I'm interested in selling my business and I'm ready to move on and do the next thing in life. And I'll say to them, what about any concerns about claims that could arise that took place prior to the sale, but yet may not have been reported until later?
Mm-hmm.
And it's something they haven't thought about. So you can insure that through discontinued products coverage so that when owners sell the business, their mind can be put to rest that, hey, I have insurance in place, and should something come up after the fact, I'm taken care of.
How long is that coverage good for? Can they determine that, 1 year, 3 years?
They can. And depending on the product, we'll sit down and have a discussion with the individual and determine what do we think that we need. It might be 3 years. It might be five.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're just about to that point in the show where we try to not put you on the spot, but come up with a question as far as a biz tip for our listeners out there. So, Joan, I'm going to go to you first. Do you have a biz tip for the people out there as far as starting their business?
Well, actually, I think it's more from the customers that I've worked with in the past that, one of the things they ask me is, how am I doing? What does the bank think of me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just a great question to ask your banker.
Okay.
And get some feedback. What could I be doing better? What would the bank like to see, in terms of my performance? Are there some things that I have a little risk in here? Ask for some real honest feedback from your banker. Sometimes you just don't know.
I like that because a lot of business owners think of their banker as a necessary person to have on their team to provide the financing. But I always encourage them to go talk to the banker and you've loaned money to more than one landscaping company. So you're a resource
of knowledge. Yes, yeah. and we will take some of the things we see. We have really good business owners that run their businesses very well. We will take actually some of the things that they have done and pass that on.
Absolutely. So you're a great resource. Okay. That's relationship banking.
Exactly. Right.
Yep.
Okay, well, the next.
What's your tip?
My tip would be, and this is a coverage that's enforced. I see it so often, especially with manufacturing businesses and clients that say, I have a leg in my cash flow. I produce the product. I get it out there to my customer, and I might wait 2-3 months before I have my receivables in line. And there are products and insurance that we can insure that, or we can help you with that, including dealing with foreign products, foreign vendors who are mm-hmm. supplying you with products. And again, there can be a delay. They want the money up front, and your concern is, am I going to get the product? So we can put insurance coverages in place to help in that regard as well. Just an area of insurance that typically business owners don't even know there's options available to them.
Okay. And how do we, again, get in contact with you to be able to help our clients?
Sure. I can be reached at 920-722-7531. And I can also be emailed at Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, dot Vanderloop, V-A-N-D-E-R-L-O-O-P, at symbol, ANSAY.com.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Jonah. It was a pleasure to have you here
today.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. It was a very informative program, and insurance is something that our business owners need to understand a little more about.
I enjoyed it.
And I really enjoyed the theme of relationship banking, relationship insurance. That's what it's all about.
And by the way, it's also good if you are starting a business to get these two people in the same room when you're talking about it, to have your banker and your insurance man in the same room so that you're actually exchanging ideas and understand what's going on.
Randy, a little reminder of what's coming up on Wednesday and March 4th.
On March 4th, we're going to have a special program down in Fond du Lac on social media, how to use it for your business. It'll be on March 1st, held at the... held at the Moraine Park Technical College. And just go out to our website under local workshops, and you can register right there.
And then Wednesday night is the last Simple Steps program at the Chamber Building.
Right. I'll put in a plug for you on that one, because Tony's going to be the instructor on that one. And
we have a lot of fun. And it's really the consummation of the five Simple Step programs.
Right.
It's, you prepare for going to the lender. Where do you find the money? How do you approach the lender and so on?
Right.
And then next week we have Fran and Paul Verhagen on from Moving Forward.
Right. Very interesting gentlemen. They are clients of SCORE. And have worked with us for a little over a year, year and a half.
What kind of business is it?
They are movers, but they work with senior customers, senior clients who are moving into assisted living, in other words, transition situations, and how that works.
Well, tune in next week for a great program, and we want to keep you on the move. You've been listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150, WHBY.